神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're glad that you're here, and today we're going to talk about healing hurts.
很高兴我们又在节目中见面。今天我们要谈的是伤害的痊愈。
All of us know what it means to be hurt by someone.
我们被伤害都有这样的体验。
Of course, we know there are physical hurts that hurt the body.
有时候是身体的伤害。
But it's the emotional hurts that really leave the scars.
但是情绪的伤害会留下很深的伤痕。
Now, we every day have little hurts.
每一天都会有大大小小的伤害。
Someone speaks to us roughly, or someone tells us why you're so slow, or couldn't you do better than that?
比如说有人会笑我们，或者说呢，你怎么那么的笨，可以做好一点呢？
And maybe we feel a stab inside.
有时候里面呢，就觉得很低潮。
But then we've learned to sort of brush it off as quickly as it came.
然后我们就试着把它割掉或者是压抑下去。
A lot of times when we're hurt, it was not because the person intended to do it.
有时候我们被伤害的时候，对方并不是故意要这样做。
Or it really didn't matter that much.
或许呢，他也不在意。
So we sort of use a little band-aid on our emotions and we go on.
就这样子呢，我们就会把它贴上一块好像药膏一样，然后就继续了。
But that's not what happens with major hurts.
但是对于大的伤害的时候就不是这样了。
Our emotions many times have deep major hurts.
我们的情绪通常都会留下那种很严重的伤害。
It's sometimes like an open wound physically that is just, the pain is terrible physically.
有时候就像你把那个伤口打开的时候很痛。
Emotional hurts, the pain can be just as deep.
我们情绪的伤口可以就像你的身体上、肉体上的那种伤痛一样。
And last a lot longer.
而且是会维持很久的。
There was a very successful businessman.
有一个很成功的商人。
He actually was not a very nice man.
他并不是一个很好的人。
He didn't care about people.
他不太关心人。
He spoke very roughly at times, and just as long as he got done what he wanted, he didn't really care much about others.
他只在意工作有没有做好。然后呢，对别人根本一点都不关心。
He had all the material things that he needed.
他自己有很多的物质。
But somehow or other, there was a troubling force inside of him.
但是在里面呢，深处呢，有一些问题。
He didn't want to have anything to do with his father, actually with his family.
他不想跟他的爸爸或者是家人有来往。
His father would come and invite him to special dinners to the home.
有时候爸爸来邀请他去吃饭。
And he would say, I have never asked you for anything, and I'm not going to be bothered with this.
他就回答爸爸这样说呢，我又从来没有邀你做什么，你也不要再来烦我。
In other words, he was telling his father he got through life where he was now without his father's help.
意思是说呢，从头到现在你根本就没有为我做什么，现在一样的我也可以自己存活。
So deep inside of this man was a bitterness and a distrust and hatred, actually sort of a hatred for those around him.
原来这个人心里面有很多的苦毒，还有恼恨，基本上对待四周的人都是有一种那种愤怒的这样的一个情态。
But like all of us, he tried to cover it up.
那就像你我一样，想把它掩饰起来。
But it spread as a disease through his body.
但是他的伤口，情绪伤口，却到处在他身体上啊，遗下一些后遗症。
Actually, his secretary and one of the ladies that worked for him recognized that he really was a good person underneath this thing that he covered up his life with.
事实上，他的秘书也发现了这个人其实不坏，他是不错的人。但是呢，因为里面有一些掩饰、压抑在里面的一些东西。
Every once in a while, they try to sort of get to the bottom of what is this that's troubling him.
有时候他们会把他挖到底处去，想知道到底问题在哪里。
I won't go through the whole story, but there came a time when he suddenly remembered an event in his life when he was 8 years old.
那我就不细讲他的这个过程，但是有一个事情，就是他有一天突然间就回想到他八岁的时候。
Something unusual brought it back to his mind.
有一些不寻常的事情在他的脑筋里面回溯过来。
Now he was a sort of a little short, fat boy.
这个人他小时候呢很矮。
And the other boys picked on him.
所以有一个男孩子呢，就专找他麻烦。
But one day he had turned on them and started fighting them.
有一天他就就是反过来打回去了。
But then the principal came.
刚好校长来了。
Took him back in the classroom.
把他带回到班上去。
And called his mother.
就把他的母亲叫来。
He remembered this so vividly.
他记得很深。
And then...His mother took him home.
妈妈把他带回去。
When he got to the house, and as they were walking up the walk, he remembered how his father brushed past him and said, "You're so bothersome. You're so troublesome. Look what you've done to your mother."
然后他记得一回到家进入门的时候呢，他的爸爸刚好正面走过来，然后一句话过来就说呢，你看。你惹那么大的麻烦，你看你对你妈妈的伤害多大。
He said, "You're killing her."
你简直是要害死你妈妈。
You stay out here, and the father went inside.
爸爸就说，给我留在这里。然后呢，父亲就转身到里面去。
Now the little boy really was not a bad child.
其实那个时候，这个小男孩并不坏。
But at this particular time, the mother truly was sick and was dying.
事实上，这个时候。因为妈妈有绝症，她非常孱弱，已经快要死，所以呢，她病得很严重。
The man now, as he looked back at it as a man, recognized what had happened to his father.
所以那个时候，他一回想，就晓得说他爸爸为什么会这么的生气。
His father was very angry that the mother had to leave the house to go to the school and pick him up.
那爸爸。很生气是因为呢母亲为了这个小男孩的麻烦还要去学校把他接回来。
The father was very fearful because he knew the mother was going to die and he was going to have to raise this boy by himself.
这个爸爸正很担心很害怕他的妻子如果死的话他要来自己抚养这个男孩长大。
But he blamed and he hurt that child very deeply.
就因为这样子的一个心态，他就因为这个事情就伤害了这个小男孩，让他伤得很深。
So deep was that hurt that that boy covered it up in his life, but went on to live as he himself was going to take care of himself. He didn't care about his father.
父亲因为怪罪他。所以呢就对他很大的伤害就这样子这个小男孩把这样的伤害藏在心里面直到长大他给自己一个决定以后呢我自己来照顾我自己不用你来管我
So that's what he did
那就是这个小男孩长大的过程
He began to study very hard
他很用功的念书
When he got into high school he went out for track to run and competitive sports and he became very good
高中的时候他的运动方面非常好所以他就跟有很多人做这种赛跑的这种比赛他的成绩很好。
He went on to college, learned public speaking, how to deal with people, and became very successful in his business.
在大学的时候他有很好的机会学习怎么样演讲然后呢也把事业做得很成功。
But he couldn't help facing life with this deep hurt
但是虽然这样子，他面对的所有的这种人生的过程，却没有办法忘怀，或者是可以释怀这个心里面的伤害。
That brought this bitterness and this hate and this mistrust in his life.
这个苦毒、恼恨还有不能信任，就这样子跟着他。
But when he saw and recognized what had happened to him, and was able to look at it as an adult and recognize what his father was going through, something broke inside.
但是当他回顾一下，以一个成人的角度来看那个时候的情况的时候，他已经了解到原来他爸爸那个时候的情节，所以他心里面就融化了。
He was able to forgive his father.
他愿意原谅他的父亲。
It became a turning point in his life.
这样就成为他人生的转捩点。
People, he began to care more for people.
他开始更关怀别人。
He began to show a better side. The mistrust was gone. The bitterness was gone.
他开始转向另外一种不一样的人生，那些不信任还有恼恨就没有了。
And his life really was turned around.
他的生命整个都转过来了。
Now, this doesn't always happen to every person like this.
那不是每一个人都可以这样子的。
He was very fortunate to be able to come face to face with the very thing that was hurting him.
他是很幸运的，因为他可以对他里面的问题面对面来处理。
Because you see, when we have a major hurt in our heart, we can take one of three paths.
那当你有一个很深的伤害的时候，你有可能有三种方向。
We can do like this man did. We can internalize it or place it in our heart in a deep anger fund area.
像刚才我们提那个男人一样，可以把它压抑到最深处，然后呢，就把它放在里面。
Now we do this by repressing that pain.
那就把那种痛就把它压下去。
And pretend that all is well.
假装是什么都没有问题。
I believe that little boy began to push that pain down, and he would say, "It's all right. I don't care. I can make it."
我相信那个小男孩在那个时候就把那个伤痛把它压下去，告诉自己说，没关系，我以后还是可以很不错的。
But you see, it begins to poison.
但是开始就腐化了。
Poison the emotions.
他的情绪就受到这种毒害。
Causing resentment.
变成恼恨。
He resented his father.
他对他父亲有恼恨。
And then that root of bitterness began to grow, and it reached out to others that he touched.
这个苦毒会越来越蔓延，一直到触及到别人。
When we hide these deep hurts,
如果你把这种很深的伤害藏起来的话
It's laying there like a bomb
就在那里就像一个潜在的一个炸弹一样
And sometimes it doesn't take anything for us to explode in our anger
有时候一点点的生气就会把它爆炸出来
Sometimes the least little thing just explode
有时候一点点事情就会爆发
Do you know anyone like that?
有没有看到有人这样子的呢
It seems like they're so easy to get angry
很容易生气
It's the only way sometimes they know how to deal with anything is just through anger.
他们处理事情的方法就是生气。
It's because this hurt has been pushed down.
因为他们里面有很深压抑的伤害。
And there it lays, just burning and burning inside.
在里面呢，就像在燃烧一样。
It never has a good effect on us.
这种伤害绝对不会有好的影响的。
It isn't something that we can just push aside. It's there. It becomes us.And we become people who are very, very hurt by it.
是割不开的，它就在那里，不会走开的。那你就变成带着这种伤害的人，也触及到、影响到你跟人的关系。
You know those people who doesn't trust anyone?
就像有的人，他没有办法信任人。
Always suspicious.
非常敏感。
And as I said before, it can bring sort of a deep bitterness that we cannot hide.
那里面呢，很深的会有苦毒是藏不了的。
In the Bible, there's was a man named Job.
在圣经里面有个叫约伯的人。
You know, he had everything taken from him.
他所有的，他的拥有的都 被剥夺了。
He lost all of his possessions.
他所拥有的财产不见了。
His children were killed in a bad storm.
他的孩子在一个天灾之下呢，都死了。
He developed an illness of boils all over his body.
身体的皮肤从头到脚生病。
Now, of course, his wife was a part of all of this.
那当然，太太也在这样的过程当中跟他有份。
But she watched Job.
他就看着自己的先生。
Now, Job said, when it first happened, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away.
首先，这个约伯就这样讲，也这样想。他说呢，是神给我的，他拿走是应该的。
He accepted life as from the hand of the Lord.
所以他就接纳了神所容许在他的生活里面发生的事。
And with that spirit, he went through his whole time of disaster in his life.
但是这样的一个过程使他的里面的情绪呢，经过这段时间是很痛苦的。
But not his wife.
但是太太可是不一样。
Oh yes, she suffered too under it.
当然，太太也很伤痛。
And one day she went to him.
有一天就来找他的先生。
And she said, "Why don't you curse God and die?"
太太就很语气很重的对先生说呢，你不如就咒诅你的神，然后去死吧。
So you see, that bitterness had just blown up in her until she didn't care about anything anymore.
所以苦毒在这个太太的心里面升上来，然后呢，一切其他的事她就管不了了。
Okay, now we said that was one path we could take. The other path is the one we call retaliation.
那刚才我们讲的是压下去，但是呢，伤害仍然在那里。第二个呢是就是报复
，a hurt for a hurt。
所以呢，你就以伤害报伤害。
We want to get back at them。
我们要报复回去。
We sort of think that another wrong will make it all right。
我们就以不对的来对不对的，也就是复复，看能不能得正。
You know, sometimes we feel if we hold this hatred, the other person will be miserable.
有时候我们想说，如果我们心里面就是不原谅的话，对方就会得到这种不好的报复。
But that's foolish because many times the other person doesn't even recognize it, and or nor do they even care.
你这样想就很就是很傻了，因为对方有时候根本就不晓得，而且他也不管你心里面有多么的恨他。
So we see a person now that is planning.They wake up in the morning thinking about this thing that has hurt him, this person has done. They go to sleep thinking about it. They begin to plan how they'll get back at them.
所以这样的人呢，他心里面就怀揣着这种伤害，一天到晚就计划该怎么样去报复对方这个人，从早上起来到晚上睡觉都一样。
You know, this is really wrong.
这样是不对的。
Because it brings you down to the same level of the person who's hurt you.
这样的话等于把你自己拉到跟对方伤害你那个人一样的一个程度。
And if you think they're low, it brings you down lower.
他们是一个很低姿势的，他们就是比较你认为比较低下流的，然后你也被他拉下来了。
There was a woman one time who her friend went to the officials and told them a lie about her.
有一次有一个妇人她的朋友呢就去官方来用假的用谎言来告她的状。
But they didn't do anything to this woman.
但是那个时候官方没有对这个妇人采取什么行动。
But it made her very angry and she was very hurt.
但是呢她因为这样子呢她就受到伤害心里面很生气。
So she planned out in her mind she would go to the officials and tell them something even worse.
她就计划了下一次呢他也要去官方告对方呢然后呢让他受不了。
And she did.
他真的做了。
And the woman was killed.
而因为这样子对方那个朋友就死了。
She never got over it.
这样的事情他从来忘不了。
But not only does it make you lower than the other person when you retaliate.
当你报复的时候等于把你自己拉到跟对方一样的地步不是只有这样而已。
We violate the commandment of the God of the heavens.
我们反抗了上帝从天上来给我们的吩咐命令。
We take away his authority.
我们等于把上帝的主权夺过来了。
You see, God said, we're not to worry about what people do, for vengeance is his.
因为上帝说呢 不要在意别人对你做什么，因为报应在我，报应的主权在神那里。
It's God who judges the person.
是上帝去审判对方那个人。
It's God who knows the motives and the intents of the heart.
上帝知道对方的动机还有他的行动。
And if he will think, if he feels it's needed, he will administrate justice.
当他知道不对需要处理的时候，他会很公义的来处理。
And his will be just.
他的处理一定是很公正的。
You see, it's God's right to punish.
所以这个处罚报应是在神。
Forgiveness is the other one, the other path that we can take.
另外一个处理的方法就是原谅宽恕。
I want to talk to you now from the point of the recognition of God.
那现在我要转向，你先要认识神的这种观点。
We may question if there is a God.
我们或许会疑惑到底有神吗?
But the very nature around us shows us that there is the God of the heavens.
但是从大自然就显示给我们知道天上有一位神。
Who sent his son Jesus as our great example.
他让他的儿子耶稣到世上来成为我们的大榜样。
One of the very principles of the Christian religion is...You must forgive.
一个基督徒神的儿女的一个最重要的原则就是我们一定要原谅。
He said that if we do not forgive, he cannot forgive us.
他告诉我们说如果我们不原谅人他就不原谅我们。
And Jesus gave us a parable about this.
耶稣还给我们一个这样的一个比喻。
There was a king who his servant owed him a great deal of money.
曾经有一个仆人呢，欠他的主人，欠一个国王很多很多钱。
He called him and asked him for the money.
然后呢，这国王把他叫回来，跟他要债。
The man didn't have it, and the king said, then I'll throw you in prison until you get it.
这个仆人没有钱可以还那个国王，国王就说，那你应该入监狱。
The man pleaded with him and asked him to give him time.And the king felt sorry for him.
这个仆人就在王的面前求他原谅他。这个时候国王心里面就同情他了。
And instead of giving him time, he forgave him the debt and said he didn't have to pay it.
不但不是宽限他时间，而且呢告诉他就算了，不用还他了。
That same man left the court of the king.
这个被原谅就是这个债不用还的这个仆人就离开了王宫。
He met another man that owed him just a little bit of money.
刚好碰上一个欠他一点点钱的一个人。
And he grabbed the man by the throat and he said, give me the money you owe me.
他竟然揪着对方的领子说呢，你把钱还我。
And the man said, I can't, I don't have it now, please have mercy on me.
对方就跟他说呢，我没有办法，可不可以同情我，再宽严我一下。
But the man wouldn't and sent him off to the prison.
而这个从王那边回来这个仆人呢，他就把对方欠他这个小钱的人呢，把他送到官方去了。
Someone went back to the king and told him what they had seen.
有人就把看见这样的事情回去跟国王报告。
The king was very, very unhappy.
国王就很不高兴。
And he called the man back, and he said then, now I'm putting you in prison.
把他的仆人叫回来跟他说现在该你要入监狱了。
You see, this man had been forgiven so much, and yet he couldn't forgive.
这个被国王宽恕原谅很多很多的债务的这个人竟然没有办法宽恕那个欠他少少钱的人。
When God, through Jesus Christ, comes to our lives and forgives our sins,
上帝的儿子到世上来原谅我们所有的过错
All those things that we have done that has been wrong and unrighteous and impure
所以我们做过不对不公义那些不纯洁的事情都被原谅了
And so then he looks at us and says Now you must forgive those who do this to you
所以他面对我们对我们说呢现在因为我们接受原谅我们也要去原谅那欠我们的人
It's the thing that brings healing to us, friends.
原谅会带给你心里面的这种痊愈，这种医治。
It's when we may have to go to God and ask Him to give us the grace to forgive.
我们或许需要在神的面前求他给我们力量，给我们恩惠。 可以原谅人。
You might say, I don't feel like it.
有时候你说呢，我做不到，我不觉得我要这样做。
But forgiveness has nothing to do with your feelings.
但是呢，宽恕是跟你的感觉没有关系的。
It's an act of your will.
是你意志上的一个行动。
I choose to forgive.
我选择，我决定要原谅。
It's really expensive to us.
有时候付上很大代价的。
Because we bear the cost when we forgive.
因为当我们原谅的时候呢，我们就要去负债那些伤害。
But the healing that comes is well worth that cost.
但是因为这样子我们所付出的就是啊，原谅对方的话，那我们所得到的就是这种伤痕的医治，是很值得的。
Poison in us.
把一些毒害从我们身上拿走。
Actually, our physical body may begin to get better.
有时候因为这样子，你的身体有越来越好。
People have suffered from blood pressure and ulcers and stomach problems just because of the hate and bitterness deep inside.
很多人有这种血压高或者是溃疡。或者是很多的身体上的一些问题呢，事实上都是从这种心里面的苦毒啊、恼恨来的。
You say, well, how do I know if I've really forgiven?
或许你说，我怎么知道我真的原谅对方了呢？
Does it mean I never remember it anymore?
是不是我就忘记了呢？
No, it doesn't mean that you don't remember it.
不是的，并不是意思是说你就忘记了。
Does it mean that my relationship with that person will be restored as it was before?
你的意思是说我跟对方的关系还是会很好吗？
Not always, because maybe the person won't do it.
也不一定，因为有时候对方不一定会跟你和好。
We know when forgiveness comes when the pain inside is gone.
但是如果你原谅的时候，你里面的那种痛，那种苦就会消失。
When the hurt and the bitterness and the anger is gone.
那些生气苦毒就不见了。
When we feel at peace with ourselves.
然后你里面会有觉得有平安。
And so we can go to Jesus.
我们可以到耶稣的面前。
And we can ask him.
我们可以来求他。
Lord, I have this bitterness, this poison, this hatred in my heart.
主啊，我里面有恼恨，有这种苦毒在里面。
Please help me.
求你帮助我。
Help me to forgive.
帮助我可以原谅。
You see, forgiveness is really from God, true forgiveness.
真正的原谅宽恕是要从神给我们力量的。
And he knows that he must help us.
而且呢，上帝也知道我们需要他的帮助。
There were two men that each one was carrying a bag.
有两个人都带了一个袋子。
The label on the bag was injury sack.
那个袋子的名字叫做伤害的袋子。
The one man's sack got heavier and it gave him great pain.
其中有一个呢，他的袋子越来越重，而且呢，很痛苦。
He could not walk without difficulties.
到后来扛到个地步呢，走都走不动了。
But the other man's sack seemed to be light.
另外一个人好像很轻。
He was just walking right along, just as happy as he could be.
他带着袋子呢，一面走，一面非常的高兴。
He said, why? He turned to the man and says, why is your bag not heavy?
这个很重的人就问那个很轻的人说，为什么你的袋子那么的轻？
The man said, I met a friend and asked him to help me carry my bag.
因为我请一个朋友跟我一起来抬这个袋子。
But my friend said he could not.
我的朋友告诉我他没有办法。
But he told me there was a way to get rid of what was in it.
但是他告诉我说呢，有一个办法可以把你里面的东西把它拿掉。
And I asked him, how?
我就问他说怎么用呢？
He said, take these scissors of forgiveness.
他说呢，把一把宽恕的剪刀拿来
and cut the bottom of your bag,
把你的袋子下面剪一个洞
and the hurts will fall out,
让那些伤害一个一个掉出去
So I chose not to carry my hurts,
所以我就选择我不要再扛我这些伤害了
but to cut my bag and just let them go,
而把它打开让他们去吧
Are you willing to forgive, cut your bag and let the hurts fall away.
你愿意原谅把你这个伤害的袋子打开让那些拿走吗？
Jesus can help you.
耶稣可以帮助你。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。